You're listening to This is Yoga Therapy. I'm your host, Michelle Lawrence, and I've had the opportunity to interview many of those who are making a difference at the intersections of yoga and health. And I'm here to share with you their stories and conversations. Thanks for listening. In today's episode, I interviewed Patia Kolibova-Burns. Patia is an abundance and light activation coach who guides women to intuitively connect with their inner vision so they can experience personal and professional magnetism and become unapologetically abundant. Her mission is to empower visionaries who are on the path to embody their fullest self-expression, to soulfully expand into a quantum leap in all dimensions of their lives. It's such a pleasure to meet you and have you on the podcast today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. I'm excited for this show.
So I'd love to start by saying that I'm super curious about you and what you do. Perhaps you can share a bit of your story so our listeners get a little glimpse and what brought you to do the work that you do today.
Such a great question, you know, and I feel like the story can be like, we can be sitting here for 10 hours, right? To see like how we got here and to really get to the core of why I am I where I am today and who am I today. It's because I became the one that I needed on my journey. When I was growing up, I always felt like unlovable and unworthy and just felt like life was such hard work and struggle because that's what I always saw around myself. You know, I was mentally and physically abused by my stepfather. My mother was always people-pleasing, undervaluing herself. And I thought that's normal. I thought that that's how women are meant to be living and behaving. And it really took me a decade to realize that the past doesn't have to be our future. And that's why I started personal and spiritual development, to really allow myself not only to me to live better, but really to change the generations backwards and forward, because I knew deep inside that there must be more to life than what I was experiencing and what I was seeing. And I chose to be the one who is going to pave the path, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's uncertain, you know. But when we look at it, like, what is the alternative? You know, like right now, right here, we have one life. And if we don't step into it unapologetically and we really don't embrace who we came here to be, nothing else really matters.
Beautifully said. So let's talk a little bit about this unapologetic piece, right? That you've used, that I shared in your bio. So you have a podcast too, and it's called Unapologetically Abundant. And it really feels like a purposefully chosen title. I'm sure most things you do are really purposeful and intentional, right? So I guess my question is, do you feel like there are a lot of women like yourself, your past self, that apologize who they are and the success now that they have achieved? And tell me more why you chose that title and if it resonates with a certain type of person or who are you speaking to?
I feel like you really got it. Like everything I do, it's intentional. I don't do things just to do them. I think that's a waste of time and energy, really, just to, you know, keep ourselves busy. I don't do that anymore. And I chose the podcast name Unapologetically Abundant. Actually, it used to be called Be Strong Minded. And then I changed it because I realized throughout my journey that the more unapologetic I became, and it doesn't mean like apologizing, you know, to others. It's about embracing the essence of who you came here to be. You know, it's about embodying the version of you that you came here to express. So when I became unapologetically me, then the abundance came into my life. It didn't have to be any more hard work and struggle and challenges and fight and just like survivor. I really started to experience abundance on all the levels, like really holistic abundance, my health, my relationships, money, the experiences, the adventures. Like I started to live a rich life. And that's why my podcast, my coaching, all of that, I work with women to show them how to come back to themselves. It's not that they will hire me, work with me, and do it like Pithy and you will be happy. That doesn't work. We each have our own medicine and way how to do things and how to be. So I guide women back to themselves to really align with their inner vision. What is your vision of life? How do you want to feel? How do you want to live? And then when you do that, then we can look like, how do we get there, right? That's like the practical part. But it starts with the healing and self-discovery and peeling of the layers. So, you know, you were asking if I feel like there's a lot of women who are apologizing for their success. A lot of women are not even allowing themselves to be successful because they're afraid. They're afraid what other people think, that will judge them, that they will be left, you know, like alone, abandoned. And so many women are just not freely self-expressing themselves because of that. Not truly embodying their true and who they came here to be. So when you can tap into that and create a life that it's true to you, everything else will become so much clearer and easier. And I'm not saying that it will be all butterflies and rainbows. We all have our challenges. Of course we do. And you will have a different feeling inside of you. It's like this inner peace and freedom that is going to overflow in other areas of your life.
So let's talk a little more practically about what it looks like to work with you. I mean, what you are sharing right now sounds just so ideal, right? And who wouldn't want that, right? It sounds beautiful and wonderful. So how do we get there? Like, what does working with you look like? What kind of offerings do you share with women? On your website, it says like ways to get activated. So tell us more about that. And what can a client expect when working with you? And then also, like, who is your ideal client? Because I'm sure that you have a picture of an ideal client in mind too, that's a good fit for working with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that question because it really took me, I'm in my business for 7 years, and it really took me a couple of years to realize who am I and how I want to do my business. So over 5 years ago, I started to study human design, and it helped me tremendously to understand who I am and who I came here to be. And human design, it's a beautiful modality that, you know, blends in different things like astrology, numerology, I Ching, Kabbalah, and it all brings it together to really help you understand who you are, who you came here to be, and how you also interact with the world. That helped me so much to give me permission to do the things the way I was designed them to do. Because before that, I was trying to like do everything and anything that I see other people do, like, oh, they do this, let me do that, let me do this, you know? And it was just so exhausting. So what I realized throughout my, you know, entrepreneurial journey and my business is that I truly love and thrive on one-on-one. I love small containers. So up until before I got pregnant, I was doing retreats, like international retreats. We're hosting 2 to 4 international retreats a year, working one-on-one with women, whether it's in, you know, 3 months program, 6 months program, or I also did like one-on-one retreats, which is so beautiful because you get to really experience in 2 days VIP experience on how to literally get activated your abundance, your alignment, your business, your life, you know, to your true self. So that's how I used to work with. Now I'm really focusing, since I'm pregnant, more just one-on-one and online. And also we have a beautiful mastermind called Richly Rewarded for women who want to be richly rewarded for their gifts, to really step into their truth. And we help them with marketing, energetics, alignment, strategy. So it's really the blend of masculine and feminine, which I was kind of missing when I used to work with my mentors. They were either masculine and it's all like, oh, you got to do sales calls and strategy and worksheets and all of that. And there were no energetics. Or I work with coaches who were amazing in the spiritual realm and energetics and feminine flow. But then I'm like, well, what do I do now? You know, like, I'm feeling better, but what do I do now? So we created 6 months program, Richly Rewarded, that it's group coaching program, where we teach women how to build a successful business, but it's coming from a soul. It's not about hard work and hustle and doing like everybody else is doing. We're blending the masculine and feminine energy so you know what to do, but also how to stay aligned and true to yourself. So those are the two offerings that I'm doing right now that really excite me and that are really close to my heart. And, you know, as far as my soulmate client and the woman that I love to work with, it's so like, of course, I could give you like the whole description. I'm a specific manifestor in human design. So I have like all the details, her age, how she looks like, where she lives, what kind of dog she has. That works for me, not for everyone. If you're not specific, you got to be more general and just like have a general idea and feeling of that. So I could be sitting here and give you all the description. And I feel like the most important thing for me is to know that women who come to me, they are not just the money motivated. It's not like, let me make 10, 20, 50K a month and then I will be happy. They know there is more than that. They're impact motivated. They're freedom motivated. They know they're meant for more. They're here helping others. So I work with a lot of coaches, visionaries, healers. I had doctors and I had therapists and lawyers. So it's like women in the different areas and such a different ages. Like my youngest client was 14. I don't want to say oldest. I don't think she would like to hear that, but she's 68, you know? So it's like really wide range. But all these women, they know they are meant for more and they want to create more holistic abundance in their life. They want to feel great with their body, with how they are feeling, waking up. They want to have fulfilling and deep relationships. And they want to know they're creating impact, whether they're doing it home with their 5 kids or whether they're doing it building their successful online business, you know? So that's who I love working with, women who are devoted to their growth, who know they're meant for more, and who are here to help other people.
I imagine that's a lot of the people that listen to this podcast too. So thank you. Do you have a book out as well?
Yeah, we have a couple books because every year we host Soulful Success Experience. So we launched a couple books that are guiding you into how to create a soulful success. Like I said, not hard work, not hustle, but really aligning with your soul's purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I have one more question for you to get just a little more personal with you. And I ask this of every person that we have on the podcast. And that's really like, what sustains your soul and what sustains your work and what sustains you? Like what we teach our yoga therapists and training is like, have your own practice first. If you want to go and serve others, first you need to serve yourself, be steady in yourself, to fill your own cup, like to have that stable foundation, right? And it's so important to have daily practices in that way. I'm curious what you might do for yourself, if it's on a daily basis, if you have spiritual practices, what that might look like, and if you'd be willing to tell us.
Absolutely. I'm willing to tell anything. That's why we're here. And, you know, for me, like rising ritual, it's the most important thing of my day. Like how I rise in a day, it's going to determine the rest of my day. So each day it's a little bit different because I really tune in, like really seeing how am I feeling mentally, physically, emotionally. What I love doing right upon waking up, I do affirmations or meditations. Then I do 32 ounces of lemon water with raw honey. And then I just reconnect to my body, whether it's stretching or workout at home. Like I used to go to the gym now, 8 months pregnant, I don't want to go anywhere. Plus it's too hot outside. So I'm like doing everything at home. And so like really tuning in and doing, you know, like reconnecting to my body, doing journaling, doing like different exercises, like with journaling, depending on what I'm focusing on. It can be gratitude, it can be manifestation, it can be overflow journaling, like really depending on how I rise that morning, what is important to me. And in the morning, I connect really with my feminine essence, feminine energy, connecting with the elements, you know, with the water, whether I take bath or shower or go barefoot on the grass in our backyard, you know, cuddling my husband if he's not at the gym and our pup, and really being present. I feel like for me, what I really love is the spaciousness. And I know, like, you know, when you have kids, you're like, what spaciousness? But it can be even 5 minutes in a shower, just being present, being mindful, feeling the water falling on your body, using essential oils or candles, like something that is going to help you to be present. It's very important, because then I can step in. And like you said, I can be guiding others because I already served myself. And then every rising, also with my husband, we do 32 ounces of fresh celery juice, heavy metal detox smoothie. Now I do a lot of like seasonal fruits and oats. So it's really just like nurturing all the aspects of me. So I feel free and I feel grounded and I feel like the readiness for life and for the day.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for sharing. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. The baby's coming soon, huh? Uh-huh. So yeah, life will be different for you, but I am sure it's going to be wonderful too in all new ways. And I'll be sharing this out and including information on how folks can reach out to you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
If you'd like to learn more about who we are and what we do, visit us at innerpeaceyogatherapy.com.